FOMO. Apparently, it's the talk of the town nowadays, right? People are speculating on the wrong book, bro.
what book should they be speculating?
The book that people should be speculating on, it ain't no X-Men, it ain't no Fantastic Four, it ain't no Darkhawk, it ain't none of that shit. It's this guy right here.
Who's that? Super Pro number one, CGC 98.
Super Pro, baby.
Does this, it have the first appearance on there?
This is the FOMO book that people should be getting, man. This is it right here.
Paul's waiting for them to introduce any football player in the MCU.
That's a Spider-Man appearance.
Oh, it's a Spider-Man appearance? They don't even say it's the first appearance?
I think his first appearance is the other one, the black cover.
It could be.
There's a black cover. I think it's like an NFL one.
But there's a card or is it an actual issue?
No, it's an actual issue.
I mean, but we have a perfect example sitting right here. Who else has 20 copies of Super Pro 1?
No, that's something different. I don't think that's FOMO anymore. Paul just has some kind of mental break.
But this was our gag trick to use to explain what we talk about when it comes to FOMO.
I absolutely agree.
Like, this was our gag. You know, like, some people have Darkhawk. We've always used Super Pro as our gag to explain FOMO and what to do. And it's true. If an NFL character or Marvel makes a deal with the NFL to present a character, Super Pro is going to blow up. I'm going to be happy as shit. But Super Pro, for those that don't know, is considered, and you can Google this, it's considered like the worst comic book story ever written. And it was Fabian Nicieza, which was the co-creator of Deadpool, and Jose Delbo and Mike DiCarlo. So you had some pretty good writers on there, and you even had a Romita art on there, and Sinnott.
Yeah.
Joe Sinnott and Romita did the cover. So, I mean, you had some heavy hitters. You had some, like, Marvel Legends on the cover and on the writing.
But there's also another issue.
And it's ass.
What year was that published?
1991.
Do you know how many ass comics there are from 1991?
But I mean, because
Marvel has a few that came out on that same time, dude, too.
They put Spider-Man on the cover.
Because that was the only way to get people to buy it.
And I think it's like 12 issues. And it's ass. Oof. And there's even like one that's kind of like racist because they use like some Native American character and they just like destroy the guy. So it's actually considered one of the worst stories.
Doesn't he go into space also?
I think so, yeah.
There's a rumor. We talked about that trucking comic.
Yeah.
This guy that like combines with like a truck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Space. That one at the same time.
But I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's happened. It's going to continue happening. And you buyer beware is a good way to defend against it. But people get clever, man. I mean, we talk about carny games all the time. And if you mix FOMO in with carny games.
That's it. It's a perfect recipe.
Yeah, the perfect recipe to just screw people over, man.
And all I really care about is that I'm right and Paul's wrong. So let us know in the comments. As Paul shows his Super Pro 1. Until next time, everybody.
Guys, appease the algorithm gods. Like this video, share this video, subscribe to the channel, follow us on all social media. We'll catch you on the next one.